Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Yud Beis. We're still talking about Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar. So Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar came up in the discussion of Ein Shamin on Amar Aleph, where we were machalik fundamentally between Ganef and Gazlan versus Mazik. Etos has explained that it was all based on Kinyanim. And once we said that, versus Shoel, once we said that, the Gemara quoted various statements of Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar, because that's the Derech HaGemara to go me'inlin y'inlin boso inyan. I think we've quoted in the past Rav Huttner's thought that he writes in one place that even after the Torah Shebal Peh was written down, it was written in a Torah Shebal Peh way so that you would still need a Rebbe. So that's why sometimes we read a piece of Gemara, like what is this doing here and why is it written in a certain way and it could have been more clear. There are all different questions that we have. Why is the Gemara written as the Gemara? So Rav Huttner says that's exactly the point. That even after the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi or Rabbi Yehuda Nevashi compiled the Gemara and they wrote it down, then it was Torah Shebal Peh, but they still wanted to leave it in a little bit of Torah Shebal Peh. That's why they wrote it in a way where you're going to have a Rebbe, like, what does one thing have to do with the other thing? And how do these halachas connect? And that's why you'll find, you know, you can't learn this Masechta unless you learn part of this Masechta. It's all connected because of the idea that there should still be a Masorah of Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, so that maybe connects to this, seven different statements related to in the name of Ula Amar Balasar. Okay, so let's continue with number seven. We just discussed Shomer Shemasa Shomer, which is a very large topic. We touched on it a little bit, and now we continue with the next one. Amar Ula Amar Balasar Hilchasa Govin Min HaAvadim. The halacha is that a Balchov could collect from Avadim. Collect from Avadim, meaning they could collect from Karka, collect from Metalzalin, they could collect from Avadim. So who is this talking about? So Amalei Rav Nachman Le'ula Amar Rav Elazar Afilu Miyasmi. Was this statement even from Yesomim? Meaning we know that Metaltalin of Yesomim are not Meshubit to a Balchov. The Balchov comes, he can only collect Karka. So Metaltalin of Yesomim are in Meshubit. So do we say Avadim are Meshubit though? Meaning are Avadim like Karka in this sense? And that's what the next 10 lines are going to be about. The relationship between Avadim, Hukshula Karkos or not. So Afilu Miyasmi. The Gemara says Lo Minei. No, we're talking about from the Lova himself, Avadim can be collected. I mean, hey, Afilu Miglima Dal Kasvei, if it's from him, anything can be collected. What's the Chiddush of Avadim? Anything, everything is collectible. There is a Machlokas in the Mefarshim. When we say the Metaltolin of a Lova are collectible, does that mean they're Meshubit also? We know there's a Shibud on Karka. When the Mava lands, he's Karka's Meshubit. So Metaltolin could also be collected, movable items from the Lova. So does that mean they're also Meshubit? That all of my property is meshubit to you? Or do we say, no, really, karka is the only thing that's meshubit. That's what's called yesh lahem achrayis. That's what's called what the malve banks on. But still, out of piraon, he could pay back with metaltalin. But not that there's a specific shibut on metaltalin. So that's a discussion in the achronim. Doesn't shibut mean that if you sell to somebody else? Does shibut mean if you sell to somebody else, you can collect from there? So according to this definition, no. Shibut just means that I, the malve, the balchov, have a mixas kinyan or have a strong connection to that item. But lav dafka, it could be that if you sell it, that's really nechasim, that's the full type of mishubadim. That's karka. But it could be when it's still by the lova, it's still b'torah shibud, I would collect it. You're right, then you would have to say there are two types of shibudim. Another type of shibud, right? Some rishonim formulate the mitzvah stucca as a shibud that the ani has in my property. Right? So if I sell some of my property, but the ani could go and collect from there. No, but it's just that it's looked at conceptually. The Ritva talks about this when we had in the discussion of Staka, in the Mesechta and Moed. That's how it's looked at, but not that it's collectible. So it means that there's a strong connection of the Ani, and obviously it doesn't mean that, you know, it means that it might be owed. Meaning it could be Amiros L'Gaburk, Amiros L'Hedyo, we mentioned, might apply to Tzaka. And if you say something, you know, it might be collectible already, but obviously if you sell it, the honey cannot go and take it from there. Okay, so let's continue. Says the Gemara, Minei Afil Baglima Dal Kasei. What do you mean? But what? Sorry? From himself, from the Loba himself, that he could take anything, right? Not just Avadim. All Metalzlan. So Acha Mayaskin and Sha'aso Aputiki. The Chiddush is if he made him an Aputiki, meaning if he designated this Eved to be collected, for the Chov. And Machlokas, we're showing him here whether it's what's called an Aputiki Mefurash. It's an explicit Aputiki. Like he says, you could only collect from this, Or do we say that, no, it's just, he says, you know, he designated it, not mafur, it's not a tznai, but it's known that this is what's designated. So what happened is apotiki, and now it was sold. The Baal Chov is going to collect from this apotiki now, which is now in the hands of the Lokeach. So that's the chiddush of Ula Amar Balazar. That's what the Baal Chov could collect from. Kid Rav, as Rava says, the Amar Rava, Asa Abdo Apotiki, if the person makes an Eved an Apotiki, Umacharo, and then he sells it, Baal Chov Gove Yemenu, Baal Chov could collect from it. Shobro Apotiki, if he makes his ox an apotiki, umecharo, and then he sells it. Ein bachov go behemenu. Bachov cannot collect from it. Ask the Gemara my time. What's the difference? If something's an apotiki, what's the difference? So the Gemara answers, ha isle kalaba, less like kala. Depends if it's known. When a person has an eved, which he makes an apotiki, which Rashi, by the way, says, what's the word apotiki? Last Rashi, apotehe kai. From here, it should be for you, meaning from this should be your collection. So when an Eved is an apotiki, so everybody knows about it, there's a call, it's famous, and therefore, the Lokeach, it's his fault. It's his fault if he didn't do the proper research in terms of what he bought, similar to Karka. Karka is Islay Kala, and therefore, that is why it's Meshubit. But Islay Kala, but an ox that was made in apotiki, there is no call, so therefore we say it's the Lokeach's, not the Lokeach's fault, and therefore, it cannot be collected from the Lokeach. Okay, says the Gemara, continuing. Babasar Dinafak. So remember the players involved. Ula said this in the name of Reb Elazar, and then Reb Nachman asked Ula, "How far did Reb Elazar go?" And Ula said, "Only from him, not from Yisomim." So after Ula left, though, after Reb Nachman left, Ula says, "I didn't really tell him the whole truth." Amar Lahu Ula Hachi Amar Reb Elazar Feel Me Asvi. Really, Reb Elazar said it even from Yisomim, meaning Avadim are really, really have the status of Karka. Avadim are the Karka, which we have in other Gemaras, the status that Avadim are Hukash Lakarkos. Pasuk says, Zachalta Mosam Levechma Forechem, Lareshes Achuza, Pasuk I think in Kosai, where the Avadim are Hukash to Karka. So if they're Hukash to Karka, they're just like you collect Karka from Yisomim, so you could collect Avadim from Yisomim. So Amar of Nachman, Rav Nachman obviously word travels, and Rav Nachman, after he hears that Ula made this statement after he left, and he said, Oh, Hishtamten Ula. He was trying to get away from me. Meaning, he didn't want to say that in front of me because I could have knocked him out with kashas. If he would have said that, right? Rashi says, right? Misyarehu shema kapchenu b'halachos b'kushios. He was scared. You knew I asked the best kashas that are unanswerable. So therefore, he waited. Havi uvda ben Harda va'agvu dani din Harda. It was actually a story about this in Harda, and the judges of Harda allowed avadim to be collected from Yisomim. Havi uvda b'pupadisa va'agvi rabchana barbizna. Also in Pupadisa. Two of the great Torah centers in the times of the Gemara. Amalahu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman heard about this in Bobadisa and says, Zilu Ahadru. He goes back to the Dayanim and said, give it back. Right? Return your din. V'ilo magvinan l'chul apadnaichu. And if you don't go back, then I'm going to literally collect it from your palaces. Meaning I'm going to take it from you. You got to give it back. Rishit Mukubetzes here asks, why did Rav Nachman get so upset and tell the judges, go retract the din? Why don't you just tell the Baal Chov you have to give it back? And he just goes straight to the source. The Baal Chov took these avodim from the Yisomim, unauthorized in the view of Rav Nachman. So why don't you just tell them to go back? Why don't you go tell the judges? So says the Shidim. Sorry. Oh, so the Ma'ari Katz says that Venira Li, he says, you know what appears, because we know there's a principle from the Sechel Sanhedrin, Tav Dvar Mishnah. Tav Dvar Mishnah. If Dayana make a mistake in a Dvar Mishnah, so Choser, it's automatically Choser. No, there's two types of problems. Tal b'dar Mishnah and Tal b'shikol Hadas with evaluations, which is not so clear. But Tal b'dar Mishnah is Choser. So it says the Shita, you know what you see from here? Tahadar mina Tal b'dar Mishnah Choser, Tzorach sheyachzer hadayanim v'yomru ta'inu. The first step in the Tal b'dar Mishnah has to be the dayanim saying, we made a mistake. The Chosman shalo yachzer behem hadayanim. If the dayanim don't go back and admit to their mistake and say the din has to be Choser bo, so then the parties involved don't have to act. The Chol That's the chiddush of Tobit Var Mishnah based on this. So the sugi here, as we see, is the issue of Avadim Kakarka and Avadim Lav Kakarka. So many Achronim get involved. There seems to be there are stiras in various Gemaras about when do we compare Avadim to Karka, when do we not compare Avadim to Karka. We know Sugis in Meruba, which we'll get to, Bez Hashem, in a couple of weeks, and Sugis in Misach HaSukkah. Whenever we say Karka ain't an exelis, where it talks about in lieu of a gozel, that Karka cannot be stolen. So Tosfos there talks about beginning of Lulav Gazal. What if you can come up with a hefi timsi that karka can be stolen, like a sukkah? Like a sukkah, you can steal it. Is the fact that karka can't be stolen, is that a formal problem or just a practical problem that karka can't move? So if you say it's a practical problem, then you might say avadim. You say avadim nigzalim or avadim ein nigzalim. So when do you say an eved is like karka? You say ein mi'ilo b'karkovs. Is there mi'ilo b'avadim? Let's say you have an eved that's designated to the Beis HaMikdash. So by every context, you have to figure out whether avadim hukas l'karkovs or not. So we have a number of achronim and rishonim we'll have soon that discuss this. There is a thought that's mentioned by Rav Soloveitchik. It's quoted in a number of places. He discusses that he quotes this from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. That he quotes, there seems to be a steer in a couple of Rambams regarding, you'll see what the question has to do with us in a minute, talushilo basof chibro. What if you have something that's detached, but then you attach it to the ground? Does that have the status of karka or not? For example, a house. A house is mechubal karka, but a house is not, doesn't grow from the ground. So a house is considered something talushilo basof chibro. So if something is detached, then you attach it to the ground. Does that have the status of karka or not? So there seems to be steers in the Rambams. The Rambam says, for example, by Hilchas Shchita. Hilchas Shchita, says the Rambam. Sakin Chada. Let's do the next one. Hatolish Kana Oshen Oshakata Surasi Parin. Varin Chadin Vein Pakan Pakam Shokhte Bahem. What if you have a tooth or a rock and you use that for Shchita? That's fine. Mishnah Shchita says you can use whatever you want. Vim Notson Bakarka. But if you stuck them in the ground, like a sharp reed that you detach from the ground and then you suck on the ground again. The Rambam says you shouldn't use it to shecht, but if you did, it's kosher also. Meaning, talush l'basov chibro by hilchas shchita is considered talush. Right? You have to use a detached item for a sakin, so it's considered talush. And if you look in hilchas me'ila, ein me'ila ela b'talush b'na karka. Right? You can't be mo'al on karka. Right? If you have a piece of karka that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, there's no isra me'ila. But he talks about, what if you have talush l'basov chibro there? Says the Rambam, let's say you have a house that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, so that's a different din. Maybe you also would not be able to violate Me'ilah. So again, it's considered karka, it's not considered metalslin. So it's talish levels of chibra, metalslin, or karka. And there are other Rambams as well. For Moshe Salvation Yisod, which has to do with us, which answers all those theories, is that maybe there's a difference between karka and mechubar. Karka is a formal din. What is the status of karka? And does that have the status of karka? Something that's attached to the ground, but wasn't always attached to the ground, might be called karka. Mechubar means a natural attachment. Mechubar means grows from the ground. Always been attached to the ground, a natural connection. So different areas in halacha have different rules. Is this a din of karka, or is this a din of mechubar? You might say that Shechita has a din of, what's the psul by Shechita? Only mechubar. That's the psul by Shechita. And as long as something is not mechubar, it's considered metaltalin. So if you take something that's detached and you attach a talashol b'sof chibro, that's not mechubar anymore. That's not a natural attachment anymore. So that could be called karka, maybe, formally, but it's not called mechubar. It's not called a natural attachment. That's why you have to look in Hilchos Avodah Zarah and Hilchos Me'ilah for that chilek. So suggests from Moshe Soloveitchik, avadim might be karka, but they're not mechubar. So you have to look in every context, what's the din of karka, and what's the din of mechubar. This answers many questions, but it's an important yisod to know. The Divrei Yecheskel has a little different way of formulating it, similar, but a little different way of formulating it. He writes it in Simen Memches. D'davar shehu tali bedina bilvad. Something that's tali on a formal din. Could go in ona'a u'shvua. Right? You don't make things in yishvua'an al shibur karkoz, in ona'a l'karka. Lo pligi da'avdaka m'karkoi dami. That's not a machlokas. Everybody agrees avadim are like karka when it comes to those formal dinim. Ella de pligi banat linim hatluyim b'maylos hakarka. The machlokas is about dinim that are tali on the maila that karka has. Kugon b'shibud v'agav. Im gam b'ki agav amrina de hukshu avadim l'karkos. That's the issue. Where there's a specific maila of karka, where there's a specific mida that karka has, that's where you have an issue. How far does avadim go? But again, they're all trying to say the same thing, that sometimes avadim will be like karka and sometimes it wouldn't be like karka. We'll have a little more in a minute, but let's continue. So Rav Nachman says, I disagree, you have to give it back. Meaning you're not allowed to collect avadim from Yisomim, because avadim are not like karka. Amli Rav Rav Nachman, 1 minute. Ha'ula, Harav Elazar, Hadayin Adidarada, Harav Chana Bar Bizna, Markham and Svirle, all these other rabbis allowed the collection from avadim, meaning they hold that avadim are kikarka, and you say not, so what do you do? So I'm like, I know Masisi Adana, don't worry, I have a brisa on my side. I'm not worried, I have a brisa on my side. At least an opinion in the brisa. Detani Avimi, Prizbol chal al hakarka ve'ino chal al ha'avadim. We'll get to this in a minute. A prizbol, you can write a prizbol that did the Rabbanim of Hillel, a prizbol we mentioned a couple of days ago, you can write a prizbol only if the lova has some karka. Not if a lova has property, only if he has karka. Chal al karka ve'ino chal al avadim. But it's not chal on avadim. If a lova has avadim, that's not good enough. Meaning what? Avadim are not hukesh la karka in this way. Metalzla niknim im hakarka ve'ino niknim im ha'avadim. Metalzla can be niknim with karka, but not with avadim, right? Kinyan agav, which we'll talk more about in a minute. We learned from Maseches Kedushin, if you buy land, you could also acquire metaltalin through the buying of the land. That's called kinyan agav. So metaltalin can be nicknamed with karka, but not with avadim, because again, this brisa holds that that avadim are not like karka. Rav Nachman says, that's the brisa who I hold up. Here on this line, we're showing him again, talk about the this issue of avadim and karka. You look at Tosfos, Anam Asisa Yadana, says Tosfos, Apagav de Bekame Duchtin Ashbil Chantigim Mekarkoi Dami. Doesn't this brisa, this opinion, it doesn't Rav Nachman have to agree that sometimes we do say avadim alai karka? So, ashbil chantigim mekarkoi dami, le'inyin ona'a ushvua, amari dahachalo ayri el bimidiz rabbanan. That's Tosfos' chelek. By dinim da oraisa, maybe we would say avadim are like karka, for ona'a and for shvua. But dinim da rabbanim, in terms of certain gviya issues, right, whether you collect from like metalti the asmin lo mishtabi le balchov is it probably it could be a dinder avanan. So then we say and then we would say that you wouldn't have to say avanim hukish lekarkos. So doraisa versus drabanan, that's the lashon of Tosis. The lashon of the Rashbam and Baba Basra is a little different. Kuf chavches says the Rashbam nehi de iskish lekarkos digadchsev hisnachaltem hani mili ledvarim haksuvim batora. Items that are written in the Torah, not that they're daraisa, but ksuvim b'Torah. Kegon l'knosan v'kesef v'shar b'chazaka. How are you kona? How are you kona avadim? Kesef shtar and chazaka. So that's how you're kona avadim too. V'shelo lishava avaleim v'she'im behem ona. Avale inyin balchov kimetals lidami. Why? Because what's the issue of balchov? L'maisa, is the malveh, does he think about this? Is he somech das on this? He's only somech das on karka. Because karka doesn't move, and therefore, that's what he has. That's what he has smichas da'as on. Okay, let's talk a little bit for a minute about the prizbol line in the brisa. So the prizbol, it says prizbol chal al karka ve'en chal al avadim. Right, that's a din in the Maseches Gittin and Dachlam et Zayin, where Hillel says, the Gemara says that is what a prizbol needs. Prizbol needs that a lova has some karka. Why is that? Why is a prizbol only work? Again, prizbol is a mesirah shtarosa. It's as if I give my Chovos to Bezdin, because if Bezdin is collecting, and the only Isser of Lo Yigos of collecting my loans is when I collect my loans after Shemitah. But if Bezdin collects my loans, not a problem. So what does Karka have to do with this? Why would you need Karka? So most Rishonim say because with Karka it could be as if it was collected already, right? The Ron there in Maseches Gittin says, how could you look at it? Let me just find the lashon here. The Ron says that Kasev Rabbeinu Shimshon Dehain in Taima Mishum Deuz Chashuv Hachov Kigavui Biyad Bezdin. If it's a piece of karka, you can look at karka as if it's mine already. Metalslin you use, you act with. So Milvah Lahotzan, if it's money, but karka, it's always there. We do karka, so you can look at it as if it's my karka. It's Kigavui Dami Biyad Bezdin below Karina Belo Yigos. It's as if it's collected already by karka. So Hillel also, besides creating this rabbinic enactment that it's the Bezdin collecting the loan, but it's as if it's kind of collected already. It's like a malvash that has a mashkon. It's also considered, why does that, well, Shemitah is not mishamet, a malvah which has a mashkon with a collateral, because also it's like it's collected already. I have something of yours, balchov kone mashkon, which we learned in Maseches Kedushin, so that's why it is semi-collected already, and therefore it is that's why you need the karka by prizba. Tosfos there is a little different. Why do you pick karka? Mishum, this is Tosfos of Gittin Lamed Zayin. Mishum de milsa de shchichahu shemalve shemavel mi sheish lo karka. It's also milsa de shchiach. Then who do you lend money to? You lend money to somebody who has nothing. Somebody who has karka because you expect to want to be paid back. Levishein yachol lechaloso ba'omenes befanav. It's always there. V'hatakasvin in a karka kol shehu. So now we have the second point. If it's all about being collected already. And it's all about bismichas das. You can write a car on a 1-inch plot of land. So what? That it's collected already. You have a loan for $1 million. How does a 1-inch plot of land, you know, cover the loan? So pirish akutrish mishum deroy ligvos po kolachov. Maybe karka and Rabbeinu Shmuel, the second day of Tosfos was there. Karka symbolizes the whole loan. What does that mean? Karka symbolizes the whole loan. The karka kol shehu shavek kol hachov. De'ein ono'o l'karkos. We've mentioned this idea in the past, and that is, in the context of ono'o l'karkos, the Gemara says, ein ono'o l'karkos. There's no ripping somebody off by ono'o. Usually the laws of ono'o are, if I rip you off less than a sixth, more than the price, then nothing. I violated this or maybe, but nothing. 1/6 exactly, then I get an avera, but you don't have to, return the item. And I'm sorry, and yet the mekach stands, but you return the onah, and more than a sixth, the whole thing is null and void. The Gemara says, ein onah l'kakos. What does that mean? How far do you go? So, machlokas rishonim, how far do you go? All rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, Rov rishonim, say there is still some type of limit. Maybe it's a sixth, maybe it's 100%, but even by karka, there is some type of onah. But if you look at the Rambam has no limit. Ein onah l'karka, period. It doesn't matter if you charge 200% more. Ein onah l'karka, so why is that? So the line in the Nemuki Yosef, there's a line in the Nemuki Yosef, we're okay, there's a line in the Nemuki Yosef, later on, in Bava Kamma, a few blocks from now, where the Nemuki Yosef seems to say, there's no value on karka. Karka is what you'd pay for it. That's real estate. Metalflin, you can put a price tag on. You can't put a price tag on karka. Because karka is, if somebody wants to live in a certain place, that's it. That's all. Ain't on all the karkos. So maybe said that's the pshat of what Tosfos means here by prizbal. Even though it's why do you need karka by prizbal for this kagavli dummy that is collected already? How can a little piece of karka cover a big loan? The answer is because karka really doesn't have a price tag. That's what Tosfos says there in Gittin. Ain't on all the karkos. There's no price tag for karka. So maybe that's how it could also symbolize any value of a loan. What does that have to do with shlichus? That's why that the first line of Tosfos is not going with Iran's idea. That it's about Kugavli, it's just that they pick something. Hillel just made a takana of a makam d'shriach. And a makam d'shriach is when somebody has karka.
Maybe if a certain metalflin was unique, the same rule would apply.
If a certain metalflin was unique, would the same rule apply? Right, but you might need the rule of any value and full smichas das. I know it's always there. So, right, you might need both of them. So, lemme katanoi. Let's say this issue, whether avadam or lakarka, is really a machlokas tana. What do we do with Prisbel? So, everybody, but Tosfos has a line about Basra, that everybody has a Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody has a Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael, so everybody has karka. Okay. Lema ketanoi. So, but what if somebody doesn't have? So, everybody has. Machelo avadim karkos. Let's see the machlo ksanon. So, if I sell you avadim in karka, hechzik avadim lokon in karkos, karkos lokon avadim. If I sell you avadim in karka, if I'm matzik in one of them, the other one does not go with it. Karkos u'metaltalin, hechzik v'karka kona metaltalin. If I sell karkos and metaltalin, if I'm matzik in the karka, then the metaltalin goes with it. The metaltalin lakona karka. If I matzik in the metaltalin, the karka does not go. Avadim u'metaltalin, but avadim u'metaltalin, hechzik v'avadim lakona metaltalin, metaltalin lakona avadim. Meaning, Tanakama holds that avadim are not like karka, meaning avadim cannot be used for a kinyan aga. Only karka can. Tanya, hechzik v'avadim lakona metaltalin. We have another brisa that says, no, if you're matzik in metaltalin, I'm sorry, if you're masking in Avadim, then the Metaltalin go with it. So, my Laba Kamiflagi, what's this Machlokas price is about? The Marsavar Avadim Kamikarkoi dummy, Marsav Avadim Kamitalin dummy. It must be this Gufa is the Machlokas, whether Avadim are like Karka or not. The first Bryce holds Avadim are not like Karka, therefore Kinyan Agav would not work. And the second Bryce is Avadim are like Karka, and the first Bryce is Avadim are like Metaltalin. The only question is, Rashi points out. Rashi asks this kasha. What do you mean? We're saying that in the first brisa, avadim are like metaltalin, and therefore you cannot be kone metaltalin that avadim are holding, right? Avadim are not like karka. So then why can't you be kone the first half of that opinion of that brisa? Why can't then you be kone avadim with karka? Kone karka, you should be kone avadim. So Rashi says, alludes to what we're going to have a little bit later on. No, there's still a difference between metaltalin that move and metaltalin that don't move. It could be, even if Avadim are like Metaltalin, since they move, you cannot be Kona it as you Kona the Karka. So that's what Rashi alludes to. So Gemara says, isn't this a Machlokas, whether Avadim are Karka or not? So Gemara says, no. Amar of Ika, Bereder of Ami, to call Yam Avadim Kim Karka Idami. It could very well be that both Rashi's hold Avadim are like Karka. Hadatanya Kona, the one who says Kona, that you could be Kona Metaltalin Agav Karka. So Shapir, that works. Hadatanya Lo Kona, the one who says it doesn't work. Really, they're like karka, but maybe there's a special did by Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav needs karka that's like a city. Karka that's like a city, because that's the source for Kinyan Agav, and that doesn't move. But really, it is like karka, it's just Kinyan Agav is a separate context. It's not, as we had the Mishnah in Meseches Kiddushin, Mechasim that do not have achrayis, meaning metalsim can be nicknamed with a chasim that have achrayis, b'kesef, b'shtar, u'b'chazaka, with kesef, shtar, and chazaka. You know hanimili. How do you know what's the source for kinyan agav? Amar chizkiya to amar kra, v'yitim lahem avihem matanos rabos, l'kesef u'l'zahav, Pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, he gave him many presents, u'b'migdanos, and other presents, im arei mitziros b'Yehuda, with the walled cities in Yehuda. So you see, the Kenyan went, he gave the presents with both, and therefore, that's the makar for Kenyan Agav. The Ritva in Meseches Kiddushin, there in Daf Chavav, says 2 points. Number one, you cannot say that this pasuk has to be talking about Kenyan Agav, not about Kenyan Chatzer. The Chatzer also, Kenyan Chatzer, if I have something in my property, you know, I'm koneh it. Why can't this pasuk be referring to Chatzer? How do you know it's talking about Agav? So the Ritva says, because it says the word in, with. So that means like the kinyan went together, that the cities and the metalton went together. So chatzer is two stages. You own a chatzer, except bon ke'echad, which is a new type of kinyan. But generally, kinyan chatzer goes to one after another. So here it says im, which is mashma, that the kinyans happening at the same time. So that's how the Ritva says it must be agav and not chatzer. Number two says the Ritva, do you have to say, are you forced to say, that since agav is learned out from a pasuk of Divrei Hayamim, that it's a kinyan d'rabanan? You have to say that? So says the Ritva, there are those that say that, but I don't think so. It's possible to say that this pasuk is really just a gilui of a din d'oraisa, right? We have another pasuk, we have another kinyan learned out from a source in Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Where's that? Kinyan Chalipin. What's Kinyan Chalipin learned out from? Right, pasuk in Rus. So again, do you say that's Chalipin is d'rabanan? So A, even if you want to say a kinyan has a source d'rabanan, we still paskin that a kinyan d'rabanan could have a chalos d'oraisa. But, right, like the Rambam's first, right, at the beginning of Hilchos Ishos, if you say the Rambam's literal in the girsa of Kesef midivrei sofrim, that means Rabbanan, whether only Eishes Ishtar Rabbanan, Chas V'Shalom, Eishes Ishtar Raisa. So you could even say that it's Kinyan Rabbanan could affect a Chalos Daraisa. But the Ritva is saying that even if you have a source in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, you can still hold, here, both Ksuvim, you can still say that it is a Kinyan Daraisa, it's just a Gilui, that this is true. Okay, that is the Ritva. Ika da Amre. Let's stop here. Just continue one more thing. We mentioned in the past, Achronim discussed how do we look at Kinyan Agav. How do we look at Kinyan Agav? We know what is a Kinyan Agav? I sell you land, and along with that land, Metalslin goes. So we're going to get to it in a minute. Different halachas. Does the Metalslin have to be on the land? That's one machlokas in the Gemara. Or does it work automatically, even if the Metalslin is not on the land? There's another machlokas. Do I have to say that I'm selling you metalslin and karaka? Do I have to say be kona the metalslin agav the karaka? Do I have to say that? So the Rambam says if the metalslin is on the land, no. If the metalslin is off the land, yes. That's the Rambam's chiluk. And the Rambam says, what are you talking about? You always have to say it. Hilchos Mechira, Paragimel. The Rambam makes that chiluk distinction. But meds remember, when does it work automatically? Bishayim metalslin surin boso karaka. The metalslin is on the karaka. Avanim lo imayim b'makam acher. Tzorach shiomer lo kinei metalslin al gabi akarka. You have to say it. So the Rabbi, what are you talking about? The Gemara says, Gemara says that there's no difference. Zeh hefer shekasav eina mechuvar. The shmeitz lo meschazia. Ela olam agav ukni be'ina nafilu b'tzvurin. Even if it's on there, you have to say it. So what's that machlokas about? Right? So what's the issue of needing it to be on there? What's the issue of saying it? One more. Machlokas ksos in nesivis. Does a kinyan agav work to be kone from hefker? To be kone from hefker. I want to be kone metalslan and karaka from hefker. So does a kinyan agav work for there? There's no das acheres machna there. So all of these and many other arguments are explained by the Achronim. I'll read it to you from the pre-Moshe, the Achronim from Bnei Brak. What is the machlokas about? The chakiras ha'olam. The chakira that the olam says, he quotes it from Revisa Zalman, the Evan Azel. When we say kinyan agav works, does that mean that when my maisa kinyan on the karka is also a maisa kinyan on the metalsalin? It's a metalslin need a ma'isa kinyan, but the chiddush is that a ma'isa kinyan, usually metalslin you cannot get with chazaka. But here the chiddush is that the ma'isa kinyan on the karka works for the ma'isa kinyan on the metalslin. Or is the chiddush what? That if I do a ma'isa kinyan on the karka, the metalslin don't need a ma'isa kinyan, and it automatically becomes mine. Even without a ma'isa kinyan, it's even more mechudish. You can be koneh something without doing a kinyan on it. That's the chiddush of agav. I do a ma'isa kinyan on karka, and automatically the metalslin become mine. So that gufa might be the issue. If you say you need a ma'isa kinyan, then you might say that you cannot be koneh from Hefker. Like the Nesiva says, Das Acheres Makna, you need a Kenyan. So if you don't have that, somebody else giving it to you, there's no magic here. But if you say that The other way, so then maybe the you would be able to kona from Hefker, like the Sos says. Do you need it to be on there? Do you need it to be on the karka? So again, if you say, one way, you say the other way too. Kinyan chatzar means something is in my property. That's not agav. That's if I own, if you own a chatzar, I put something into your backyard,
right.
So then it becomes
the
mine.
With agav, the metalpin needs to be in the chatzar.
Right, no, because if it has to be on, right, you don't own the chatzar yet.
Well, you don't need to own
the chatzar. By kinyan chatzar, you need to own the chatzar. But by agav, you're selling, you're buying karka and metalpin. The chiddush is you could be kona both of them at the same time. So the same afkamina would does have to be on there. So you might say, if the Maisa Kinyan of the Karka works for the Maisa Kinyan for the Matalatlan, it might have to be on there. But if it's just, if you do a Maisa Kinyan of the Karka, then automatically the Matalatlan become yours, then maybe it doesn't have to be on there. Right? I mean, you can say it the other way too. In order for it to be batel to the Karka and not need a Maisa Kinyan, so it's got to be on there. But the Chiddush of Agav is it doesn't have to be on there because the Maisa Kinyan is working. You can say it the other way too. But all of these issues are tali on, could be tali on that Chakira. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ikita Amre, a different way of saying what the Machlokas is about. Amre, Ikita Breder of Edi, Tukuliam Avdiki Metaltalin Dami. Really, maybe every Breder Zavadim are like Metaltalin. Bahadatanya Lokana Shapir, according to the one who says that it does not work as Agav, that works well, because Avadim are like Metaltalin. Bahadatanya Kana, what about the one that says Kana? Why does that work? Ba'odan Alav. That's talking about a case where the Avadim are holding Metaltalin. So that's where it would work. Ask the Gemara one second. What's the difference? Why should that work? Chatzar malachazi. It's a walking chatzar, this Eved. Chatzar malachaz lo kana. A walking chatzar doesn't work. Rashi quotes, lav chatzar hibe malachaz. It's a lav shame chatzar. It's not a chatzar if it's a walking chatzar. So what that the Eved is holding the metaltalin still shouldn't work. If you want to say, hey, no, but the Eved is standing. The Eved is not walking. So that's why it would work. No, we know the principle. V'hama rava. Just because you're standing doesn't mean that you're not a walking chatzar. You have to be tied down. Right? If you're standing or sitting, you're not a kona. So the Gemara says you're right. The hilchos of bekafos, you're tied down. An eved that's tied down, holding metaltalin, so then you could be kona the metaltalin along with the eved, because then the eved might have the status of karka. Even though Avadim are like metaltalin. But, maybe that's the point. Once an Eved is kafus, is tied down, so then maybe he loses his status of an Eved, and then he gets the status of a Karka.
Well, so metaltalin, if you tie down the other metaltalin, they don't...
Because metaltalin are just a different category. Metaltalin are metaltalin forever.
Even if you hold Eved, Avadim are like metaltalin...
There is a way that a physical Eved can... You could use Agav. Yeah.
This sounds more like the problem with Katsumama.
It calls it a chatzar maleches, but again, you're being kona the eved, so I don't think we can talk. We're not talking about bon ke'echad. Bon ke'echad is a special din by freeing an eved and divorcing a wife. I don't think it uses that principle of what it's. I don't think it's talking about kinyan chatzar, but it's just calling the eved a chatzar maleches. There is a machlokas, Rambam and Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos actually versus the Rambam. Do you also need the eved to be sleeping, not just tied down, but to be sleeping? So this also might help out with your question. Tosfos here says the Hilchasa Asorach Lomar Nami Demar Biyashen, right? Also got to be sleeping, and the Rashi also says that in Mesechas Gittin. The Rambam says either one. Rambam doesn't seem to say what's the difference. So you might say, right, what's the difference? Because an Eved, when he's tied down, if he's awake, he's still a Bardas. He's still a Bardas that has his own, right? L'daito Osa Dvarim. So it could be, and this is the way in the Rishima Shiurim, the Rav. Rav Soloveitchik explained the machlokas. What's the issue here? Are we trying to remove the formal chalosh shem eved? Instead, you might need both. Physically, not an eved, but also there's no das, lav bar das. So maybe only there he could switch, and then maybe only there he's switching over which switching statuses. Masha Enkein, when it comes to the Rambam, either or, maybe the Rambam's not interested in having a switch of status here. Either or, just physically not going to walk. So that could be the machlokas. Okay, let's continue. V'hadetanya, hechse b'karka l'kana avadim. 1 minute. But we have a brisa. The brisa said, if you're machzik in the karka, you are kona the avadim. And earlier we said you're not kona. What's the difference? Hasan ba'om de mesocha. If the avadim are in there, if the avadim are on the eved, then they can be nikna. 1 second. Mechal, the high low kana k'shein on de mesocha. What? That's telling me that if they're not on there, they don't work? So, honey, chalach l'shadamer avi kebreder avami avdik metal tzoli dami. This works according to the second view that we said. That avadim are like metal tzolin, hainu diom debezocha ini lolo. Then that works. That avadim could be like metal tzolin. It could be nikne agav the karka. But if you say avadim like karka, like the first day, what's the difference? Why do they have to be standing inside? If an eved is like karka, they should be able to be nikna no matter what. What do you mean? Ha'amar Shmuel. Didn't Shmuel say, Machalo eser sados be'eser medinos? Let's say you sell somebody 10 lands in 10 countries. Kivan shehechzik ba'achas mehen kanakulan. Once you're maxing on one of them, you're kono all of them. So if an eved is like karka, so it should be like 10 different lands in 10 different places. If I'm maxing in one of the lands, then all the lands are mine. We're going to get to that.
When we said that avadim are like metalkulin, but it was okay for the Gemara to say if we tied the eved and the eved was asleep, then it's sort of like karka.
Right.
Now that we say that avadim are like karka, it has to be exactly like karka. And therefore, if you sell one piece of land, you sell 10.
Well, we're asking why
the Gemara make a distinction. Well, it's sort of like karka, but in this.
I'm saying so. That's we started off today. There's different definitions. It's karka versus mechubar. There are different categories of halachos. But if we don't need to come to that difference, we'd like to have, we'd like to have it fit in smoothly if we can.
Okay.
If not, we're going to be stuck. The Gemara is going to end up making a chiluk. So the Gemara answers, what's that? Ganu l'taymeich, Josh's question. What about the first one, Dami? That Avadim like Matalzalin, you also have a problem there too. Why would you need the Eved being there? We hold that you don't need the Matalzalin to be in the Karka. So you have a problem either way. So what are you going to say? Shani Matalzal Denaidi, Matalzal Denaidi? How are you going to answer that question? That you don't need Svurin usually, but if you have an Eved which could walk off, you need it to be on there because there's a difference between a metalzalin that move and metalzalin that don't move. So hakanami shani mekarkoi denai mekarkoi delon id. So do here, right? You have to make a distinction. There's a difference between moving karka and non-moving karka. Avdi kemi mekarkoi denai dihu. Avadim are from the category of movable karka. Hasam over there where Shmuel says you could buy 10 lands and just be kona one of them, and then that machzik one of them and you're kona all of them. Sadna da'ara chadhu. The land is all one. All land is one. Rashi in Meseches Kiddushim, where we have this, has the lashon of kulam mechuberes. All land is connected. All land is connected. So therefore, that's why you can be kind of the karka, but not avadim. The Sharam Siyana Balacha there, I mentioned this in back in Kiddushim, that lashon of Rashi, kulam mechuberes. What does Rashi mean? What if you have two lands on two different continents? Do you say it's connected by the earth that's under the ocean? That were kulam mechuberes, land all over the earth? Or is there a limit here that only on one continent? Right? So, right. The Lashon of Shmuel is Be'eser Medinos. And Rashi says it's called the Sana de Arachadu. So is that just a magical, all lands are connected in the world? Rashi uses the Lashon of Kulam Mechuberes. Does that mean all the lands? Like you go what's underneath? Or do you say that no, you would have a limit? Sarachin, he doesn't answer it. Tosis also on the top here.
If they're on one continent, how are they connected?
They're on one continent. All the lands. They're all the lands are connected. Contiguous. It's all contiguous, even though you have other people's property in the middle.
You just look at the topology.
Right. No, Rashi translates Sadna Da'ara there as Kulam Mechuberes. The same Lashon is in Kiddushin, and then he says that means Kulam Mechuberes. By the way, Tosfos here on top says that when we have Metalzalin to Naidi, that only includes Avadim and not animals. Naidi doesn't mean moving, really, but it also means they have their own Das. Right? Yishlahem Das. So, Behemos Lochashim Metalzalin to Naidi. They're nicknamed Agav Karka. There's just one interesting ha'ara that I saw. If you take Shmuel seriously, that if you buy Hechzik B'Karka in one place, that you're Kona Karka in all places, so ask Rav David Pivarsky, when you do a Kinyan Chazaka on a Stay Hefker, so why aren't you Kona all the fields of Hefker in the world? Right? If you Kona one land, Kona all the land. So why don't you Machzik one piece of Karka that's Hefker, so why? Obviously we know you're not. So what's the difference? What's the difference? So it says, Madua, Bistay Hefkerzug, Atzma, Kona Kalasadeh. Why not? So he says, I'll ask you another question to answer that question. He says, why, when you do your machzik in a Stay Hefker, why are you Kona the whole field and not just a place where you put your shovel? Why are you Kona the whole field? The answer is that it's different than being Kona, elsewhere, but beer. The Dafka Shar Sada Sheba Olameno Kona, Kivin Sheso Sop, Lohavi Sada Achas. Lemaisa, it's not one field, other fields of Hefker. If you have somebody selling 10 fields to you, So then that, the owner, the Bailam, is enough of a mitzaref, enough of a halachic combining factor to say it's all one field to you. And that's the way it works. But a stay hefker, one stay hefker, right? You could be cloning this whole field, not just where your shovel digs down, because by definition, that's one field. You don't need the Bailam ownership to say it's one field. There's one field, a maisa. But if it's not right here in front of you, so then you need the Bailam's ownership in order to be mitzarefit. A different stay hefker doesn't have the physical connection and doesn't have the halacha connection, and that's why you can't be koneh. That's an important ha'ara of Rav David Pavarsky. Okay, let's go by it. Nechasim she'ein b'hen me'ila. The Mishnah had said that what is included in nezek, when you have a nezek, by nechasim that don't have me'ila. There is no isra me'ila, the isra of getting benefit from the base of Mikdash. If there is something that has an isra me'ila, there's no chi of nezek. No chi of nezek. But if it doesn't have me'ila, then it has a chi of nezek. So me'ila hu delesbahu ha-mikdash kashi. So this is number one. Today we're going to have number one definition. Tomorrow, in the middle of your Gimel Amar Aleph, there's a Rava Amar. That's going to be number two. That's what Jason's going to do with you tomorrow. But number one goes to the end of today, at least. We're medayik from the Mishnah. Oh, it includes something that does not have me'ila, but it has kedusha. There is some types of hektish that has no iser me'ila. So that's what we're medayik. The Mishnah Dafka says something that doesn't have me'ila. Aye, but it has kedusha. So what's that? What has kedusha but does not have me'ila? So man tana amar Rabbi Yochanan bekachim kalim v'alibad Rabbi Yosei Galili. It's kachim kalim according to Rabbi Yosei Galili de amar mamon bailim hu. Who says Rabbi Yosei Galili holds his mamon bailim. We know there's different categories, kachim kalim and kachim kachim. Kachim kachim is mincha and ola and chatas and asham. And kachim kalim is mostly shlamim. That's the biggest category. Tod is a type of shlamim and bechor, meiser, pesach, you have others. But the most is shlamim. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that kachay kalim is mamon bailim, is the status of bailim. Titania, as the Brisa says, Amal amal bashem, larabos kachim kalim shehein mamono. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's the shita of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that kachay kalim is mamon bailim. The Ksos asks a kasha, which he doesn't answer. The Ksos says, even according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that there's no me'ila, is it totally yours to do whatever you want with it? Isn't it still aser bahana'a? Isn't there some smack of iser hana'a, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili? So the stipler is a very important chiluk in Simen Yud Gimel, right here in Bava Kama. He says, there are different types of Isuri Hana. In Isuri Hana that the Torah says, Basar B'chalav, Kila Arla, Kila Yakarim, any of those, the Isur that the Torah has in mind is an Isur of Hana, period. You can't get Hana, so it doesn't matter what, you can't get Hana from it. But the Isur Hana of Hektish, says the stipler, stems from the Kedusha, and the only Isser Hana'a there that you have is when you use it for a Hana'a that undermines the Kedusha. When it undermines, that's so said the Kedusha. Aval Isser Hana'a mehektish b'emes yishlomar she'ikaru in yingzeila. The Isser is a Gezel issue, not a Hana'a issue. Shekamosha asur l'shtamish b'shal chaveiro, shalom b'shuzo, hachanami asur l'shtamish b'shal hektish. And the lo nasra Hana'a klau, ela Hana'a kazu she'ish ba netila min ha'hektish. Shemishtamish b'shal hektish on notu l'gamrei. However, Hana'at studis she'eno pogas v'nogas b'schusei u'bamon at the hektish lo nesar. Right? If you just happen to use it for something, but you're not being pogay in the kedusha, for example, you used to get married, right? Are you being pogay in the? You're getting Hana'at from it, but are you being pogay in the kedusha? Did you change it at all? You're not using it really. You're not digging in it. So therefore, he says maybe that would not be included. So the very important yisod of different types of isuri Hana'at. Let's continue. So says the Gemara. Does karka, so the Gemara is going to talk about it. We're going to get to it. Okay. Says the Gemara, so that's the first day. So it must be our Mishnah Rabbi Yosei Aglili. I v'hotzana makadosh b'chelko, b'im b'kachi gajam, b'im b'kachi kalam, e'im b'kudash is the Mishnah we had in Kiddushin that says that you can't get married with a carbon, even kachi kalam. So lema Rabbi Yosei Aglili, should we say that that's not like Rabbi Yosei Aglili? Meaning, did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi write two Mishnayas, stam Mishnayas, one like Rabbi Yosei Aglili, one not like Rabbi Yosei Aglili? Are we forced to say that? So the Gemara says no. Afilu tamer Rabbi Yosei Aglili. That Mishnah Kedushin could also be like Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Well, how? He says it's mamono. Ki amar Rabbi Yosei Aglili mechayim. When does Rabbi Yosei Aglili say that it's mamoncha? That's only when the carbon is still alive. When the carbon is still alive, like in our Mishnah, where your ox gores the ox that's still alive, that's where it's yours. Avalachar shchita. But once you shech the animal of kachi kalam, what happens then? The fats of the animal get burned to the mizbeach. And then the meat of the animal can be eaten by the kohanim and by the owner. Then already you have to view that as coming from Hashem. Afilu Rabbi Yosi Aglili Moda. Rabbi Yosi Aglili is Moda after you shechted. Dechi kazachu mishulchan gavoah kazachu. When they are zocheh, they get it from the shulchan gavoah. Who's the they? Rashi here says both the Kohanim and the Bailam. The Kohanim get their chalek, and the Bailam get their chalek, both. Tosas here argues for various reasons, maybe it's only the chalek of the Kohanim. Maybe they only have the Kohanim, but the Bailam are always considered Mamoncha. But that's the chalek. Rabbi Yossi Aglili only said this Mamoncha before Shechita, but after Shechita not. Ask the Gemara, Umechai Miyamar. Is it really true that Rabbi Yossi Aglili goes across the board that when a carbon is alive, kachet kalim, it's yours? But we have a question. The question is going to come up. The question is not going to be to the bottom of the yamud. So we have got to hold on. V'hatznan, the Mishnah says, in Meiser Sheni, Bechor, let's see, you have a carbon Bechor. What's the halacha of a Bechor? Bechor is Mamon of the Kohen. Mamon of the Kohen, as long as it has a, does not have a mum. Does not have a mum. Once it gets a mum kavua, then the Kohen can do whatever he wants with it. Give it to a Yisrael. Right? So that's the halacha of a Bechor. That's why there's an Isser de Oraisa of being Matzel Mum of Bechor. Now that he put a mum in a Bechor, and there are all these gzeiris that were worried that people are going to put mum in the animal because they're going to want to remove its kedusha. So the hatznan bechor mochrono so tam chai. You're allowed to sell a live tam carbon. Rashi says we're talking about a kohen selling to a kohen, and we're talking about, as we'll see in a minute in the Gemara, bisman hazeh. We're going to see that in a minute. So mochrono so tam chai ubal mum chai and a bal mum alive. Any live bechor you're allowed to sell. Vishachutz or a bal mum shachet, you're also allowed to sell, right? Rashi quotes because there's no issues here. But and the tam, the only one you're not allowed to sell a tam shachut because you have to bury that. If you have a tam which was a perfect bechor and it's shachted, meaning it wasn't allowed to be shachted, that's shkutechutz, and that's why you're not allowed to sell it. That's asur bahana. But everything else you could sell. Umekachin bo asaisha, the mishnah says you're allowed to get married with it. The Amar of Nachman, Amar of Baravua, but Rav Nachman said, "Lo shanu." When do you say you're allowed to get married with it? Ella b'char bizman hazeh. We're talking about a b'char bizman hazeh. Tachiv de'lochazi lahakrava islehu b'kohanim zachiv begavayu. Because it's not fit to be sacrificed, because it's bizman hazeh. That's why the kohanim are allowed to use it. Avol bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim the chazi lahakrava lo. But bizman hamikdash, where it's able to be sacrificed, you don't say that the kohanim could use it. The Esve Rava or Rav Nachman. And Rava asked on Rav Nachman, who made this limitation. Umala bal bashem, Rava's kashem kalam, shemamona, div Rav Yosei Glili. What do you have to make the limitation for? Rav Yosei Glili says kashem kalam are always mamoncha. So what do you have to limit it for? To bizman hazeh. Umishani, and the Gemara is for, and Rav Nachman was forced to give an answer of Umishani Ravina. Ravina gave the answer, b'bechar chutz laretz. We're talking about Bechor that was brought from Chutz La'aretz. The Aliba de Reb Shimon, and according to Reb Shimon, the Amar who said that you didn't really have to. In Bo, Tamim Yikrevu, if you brought a Tamim, Bechor, Tam, from Chutz La'aretz, fine. You could sacrifice it. In Bo, in Lechad Chilalobi, you didn't have to. You didn't have to bring Bechor from Chutz La'aretz. End of discussion. So now we're going to ask the Kasha. V'im Isa, and if it's true, the Chiyam Reb Yosef Lili Mamonahu Mechayim, if Reb Yosef Lili says outright that it's when the animal is still alive, it's mamoncha. So what are we forced to say? It's bechor b'chutz laretz. Lishni harav yosek lili harabana. Just say it's a machlokas tanaim. Right? Rav was asked Rav Nachman. Rav yosek lili says, right, kachem kalam shem mamona. Say it's a machlokas tanaim. He goes straight across. And even bizman migdash, he would say kachem kalam or mamoncha. What are we forced to have all these ukimtas? So the Gemara answers, there's a difference. Matnas kuna kamrit, shiny matnas kahuna, tchi kazacha mishokan kavor kazachu. A bechor is not like a regular carbon shlamim. Carbon bechor is one of the matnas kahuna that we specifically give to the kohen. So there, Rabbi Yosef Lee would agree that it's mishulchan gavoah kazachu, it's not malonka. Only kachekalim, other kachekalim like a shlamim, even when it's alive. But kachekalim is where he says his shita. The Brisker Rav discusses, how is it that bizman hazeh somehow the dinim a bechor is different bizman hazeh and bizman hamikdash, right? How can you say there's a difference in halacha of what the kohen is allowed to do with it? Do you know what the Brisker Rav says? It has to be. He proves from here she'ein la shahadin she'ein la kohen zochiyah bebechor. The fact that the kohen can't do whatever he wants with the bechor ain't the meikar hadin achefsa shel bechor. It's not the din in the chefsa of bechor because the chefsa of bechor doesn't change bizman hamikdash and shol bizman hamikdash. It's the same chefsa shel bechor. It must be the din of what a kohen is allowed to do with a bechor is just a din bifnei atzmo shel hafkaz din bailam bezachiyah, not based on amida lahakrava. It can't be a function of the chefs of shel bechor. It has to be a function of the ability to sacrifice it. It must be a separate din. It doesn't have to do with kedushas bechor. It has to do with ability to sacrifice, and that's why that could change during and after bizman beis hamikdash. That's what the Brisker Rav says. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Mr. Hashem, we will continue. On Sunday with other issues that come up, avadim, shtaros, shavakasef, other Sunday issues.